8:14. Improving air quality has become a global concern, but it's also an issue we know all too well here. One of the weapons against pollution could be hydrogen vehicles, as the government's allocated 200 billion won in next year's budget for the hydrogen fuel cell car sector. That's actually five times more than this year, to put that in perspective. The aim is to produce 16,000 hydrogen fuel cell cars by 2022. We heard recently Prime Minister Inayan complain about police buses in Gwanghwamun and how the situation could be improved if they were all fueled by hydrogen. Professor Cheung Chul from the College of Automotive Engineering at Kungmin University joins us on the line. Thank you for doing so. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can you give us a general update, first of all, on the situation with hydrogen vehicles here?
Okay. Well, in terms of vehicle in and of itself, I'm sure Hyundai Motor has done a lot to work and make it ready for the production. I'm talking about the vehicle itself. As a matter of fact, since the year 2000, Hyundai made a lot of multiple generations of fuel cell vehicles, and very recently, a model called Nixo has been introduced in the domestic market, and it will be available in EU and US market as well. However, in terms of infrastructure and related policies, I think it's a little bit far from the stage where regular consumers can operate their vehicles for their day-to-day life, because there's only a few hydrogen fueling stations available for use. It's only about 11 stations as of 2017 August, so it's very limited numbers. And regardless of the government efforts and other entities, I don't really know how they can install the hydrogen fueling station at a nearby locations, I mean convenient locations, because it is obvious that the residents around the planned locations will object for that. You know, never in my backyard, the hydrogen fueling station. I think that's the most important thing that they have to overcome to make this fuel cell vehicle, you know, to be used in public. And on top of that, this is my only concern, that the availability of this fuel cell vehicle itself, basically it's only a limited number of production from Hyundai Motor Company, as you know, because the other manufacturers are not ready for that. If we need more cars to be used in the public domain, who's going to supply that? So that's my question.
Well, technology-wise,
it is there.
But, Professor Chair, you raise some very, very important obstacles that need to be overcome. And also part of the reason why hydrogen vehicles have a difficult PR challenge next to electric vehicles. Although we all need to remember, electric vehicles still need to be fueled by electricity, which has to be fueled by something. And all too often that is coal, for example, in this country. So it's, Prime Minister Edo did make an impassioned case for this, even pointed at police buses, as I mentioned before. What's your assessment on the government's recent comments on hydrogen vehicles and plans for them?
Actually, as a demonstration project, it is quite okay to try that, because the required number of fueling stations for those operations is limited, so they can do that. But however, I don't really think it will spur the domestic sales of the hydrogen cars, because the number of production will be limited by Hyundai Motor Company. And again, in my opinion, the most important aspect for the success of this fuel cell vehicle is to earn the public acceptance, not only from the fuel cell vehicle consumers, but also from the public who needs to agree with the installation of this hydrogen fueling stations. And I think government should run public hearings before they actually put a bunch of monies to promote this vehicle in the public area.
Let's talk a little bit more about hydrogen fuel cells themselves, though, and why they are potentially advantageous when it comes to public transportation.
Well, fuel cell vehicle does not generate any CO2s at the tailpipe, and it operates in a very quiet mode, just like electric vehicles. So compared to the conventional internal combustion engines, it has definite advantage when it comes to the eco-friendly nature of it. So suddenly we should look at the fuel cell vehicle as a alternative fuel vehicles in the future. So So it suddenly has an advantage over the other vehicles. But it's about the same as electric vehicles, in my opinion.
Well, what are the downsides then?
The downside would be the expensive fuel cell vehicles. Because Hyundai is saying that they can produce the vehicle at an affordable price if the appropriate subsidies are guaranteed by the government. But I don't know how low they can get, they can go with the price. And also the downside would be the expensive fueling stations. And the most toughest problem is to earn the public acceptance.
Mm.
That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about the fear of not in my backyard, but in terms of the vehicles themselves, if you're sitting in a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle, is there a real danger to drivers? We've heard, for example, about BMW fires throughout this year. Okay, they weren't hydrogen vehicles, but if they were hydrogen vehicles, mm-hmm. would that be very dangerous?
I don't really think so. As a professional, you know, the car in and of itself has been designed properly to withstand those type of, you know, accidental situations and any, I mean, I think they designed it properly to be safe during the normal, you know, driving conditions and whatnot. But, you know, the highly pressurized tank in and of itself is somewhat dangerous no matter what is inside of that vessel. What I'm saying is it's not the hydrogen, but the pressurized tank. So normally it should be okay, but when it comes to the accident, I don't know. We have to see how it goes.
Yeah. I remember a few years ago, gas tanks exploding occasionally on buses, and it would raise
yes.
concerns about that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's not the hydrogen, it's the pressurized vessel.
And that's a problem for a country with extreme temperatures like we have.
That's right. That's another thing. But again, Hyundai, I believe they have done all the protections to take care of the situations of, you know, high temperature, low temperature, you know, sudden collisions and whatnot. So in terms of mechanical things and in terms of things that we can imagine or think of, they've done the job right. But in real life, you never know.
Why are they not just going full steam ahead, though, with electric vehicles, just to eliminate the risk altogether? If, you know, if it's all the same in terms of environmental impact.
Yes, I mean, that's why I was wondered why government is trying to help Hyundai Motor Company to be more dominant in this Korean market, because already Hyundai is a dominant automaker in Korea, right? And by supporting them with tax monies like this, it will make Hyundai Motor Company to be more dominant in this domestic market, right? Because the FCV, I mean, fuel cell vehicle, is only produced by them. And another point that we have to look at is comparing to the electric vehicles, you know, charging structure of the EV, you can have it at home, whether it is difficult or not, but this hydrogen fueling station, you have to have a public stations. You cannot have it at home. So it will cause a lot of, you know, issues of finding the proper locations for this fueling stations. But the effect or benefit from electric vehicle and hydrogen fuel cells, they are the same, almost the identical. So I would rather spend more money to promote the electric vehicle and to be the leader in the world, instead of, you know, spending yet another big budget to promote another solution, which we don't know about the future.
Exactly, yeah. The global trend does seem to be towards electric vehicles, even if, as
yeah.
we referred to before, they still need to be powered by something. And hopefully renewables will stand up to the task. But right now, that's some way off for us.
That's right.
You also said not in my backyard before. Can I just briefly ask you... Is that well-founded? Is that the same issue as with the cars, the idea that if there's a fueling station nearby that it's pressurized and that people are worried if there's an accident, an explosion, for example?
That's exactly what it is. I mean, depending on the fuel, I mean, hydrogen production scheme, they may be able to store the fuel at a lower pressure vessel and then convert it to hydrogen and then put it into the car. But still, during that conversion process, they will have to make that pressurized. So under no circumstances, there's no way to avoid having a high pressurized facilities in local in the fueling stations. So, you know, residents around the stations always facing the little bit of fear of that, unless it will be, you know, unless it's proven to be, you know, 100% safe, and you don't want to take a chance.
Professor Che, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.